Once again, everybody, this is Jordan Adler, and I'll be your host tonight, calling in from Phoenix, Arizona, and this is our weekly team meeting. It's the first Monday night of 2010, the first Monday night of the decade, and we've got some very exciting things in store for 2010 from what I hear, and just hang on tight because it's going to get really, really good. You know, when you opened your cards this year, some of you got a few cards and some of you got hundreds, and there's probably a few of you on this call that got over 1,000 greeting cards this year, New Year's, Christmas, Hanukkah cards. When you opened your cards this year, did you notice the feeling you got when you opened the ones with a logo in them and a business card and maybe a little about the services the company provides? When you opened those cards, did you feel the warm and fuzzy? Probably not. You probably took those cards and put them in a separate pile or possibly even dumped them in the trash. You know, we opened the cards with family photos and caring thoughts, the ones that really kind of made you feel connected with another human being. Those are the cards that you really cherish. So teach this to the people that you come in contact with, whether they're in send-out cards or not, and you'll have a winner at hand. I'd like to very briefly announce some events, and then we're going to get right down to business. I got a lot for you tonight. Three events that I'm going to announce, and then I'm going to tell you about a website you can go to find out about a whole bunch more events going on in January. We've got an event in Phoenix with DeMar Zimmerman. DeMar's the number 3 team builder, money earner in send-out cards. That's this Saturday, the 9th, 90 Days to Success Seminar. I'll be there, and a lot of send-out cards local leaders in Arizona. We, by the way, we have a lot of the top people right here in Arizona that will be at that training, and I'll send a website around so you can register for that if you'd like. I'm going to be in Kansas City, Missouri with Cody Bateman, the founder of Send-Out Cards, on January 13th, which is next Wednesday evening. So I'll send a link around that if you'd like to register for that event. And that's going to be bringing in the new year. It's going to be rocking in the new year. It's going to be a great event. And then in Tampa, there's a Super Saturday this month on – I'm sorry, there's a Treat 'Em Right seminar, which, as you know, comes with every entrepreneur package. So if you purchase an entrepreneur package and you haven't been to a Treat 'Em Right seminar, consider going down to Tampa as a business write-off and get some really phenomenal training from our founder, Cody Bateman. Teaches you how to attract success into any area of your life. Many of Send Out Cards leaders will be there, and you can learn more about that by logging into your Send Out Card site and then clicking on Schedule of Events. The other thing I want to mention is the Super Saturdays. Check out www.socsupersaturdays.com, www.socsupersaturdays.com. In order to run a Super Saturday, you must be an executive or above in Send Out Cards. That means you have to achieve 3 promotions. There's specific reasons for that. Now, if you're not a – keep in mind that distributors create the events, not the other way around. The events don't necessarily create the distributors. For example, if you've got 5 people in your area that are working send-out cards, it's not probably time for you to be doing a Super Saturday. You just want to – you can get people together, you know, have a pizza party, put a lunch together. But to actually put on a Super Saturday, you want to have some experience under your belt and have a pretty nice – fast-growing organization, because then you'll, you know, have some excitement at those events. So you do need to be an executive or above to have it officially posted, but that doesn't mean you can't have get-togethers for your team. I really recommend doing that, as you know. I want to give you just a partial list of rank advancements and accomplishments for the week, and when I say this is a partial list, I don't have the list from corporate, so I'm running off of just what you've emailed to me, and this is for today. Donna Smallin has 200 distributors in her group now. We've got couple of brand new managers, Jan and Scott Sonkin, our brand new managers. Congratulations, Jan and Scott, the great people from Arizona here. Charlene McConnell, and you ready for this? Charlene is Arlene Wilcox's closest neighbor, which is 2.2 kilometers away in Canada, and she's worked hard and made manager today strictly on cold calling. Now, I don't recommend cold calling. It's probably the toughest way to build the business, but this is how she did it, because she lives so far away from everybody. Towns with 500 to 1,000 people are 1 hour away for Charlene. And she's been a real trooper, never giving up. And it's cold up there. She's been sending cards out like crazy. And so far she's brought all 12 people in herself personally. So congratulations, Charlene. Congratulations, Arlene Wilcox, who's an executive from Western Canada. Also, I want to congratulate our brand-new senior managers, Richard Carlson, Allison Reed, George McIntosh, and Marcia Carter. And that's, wow, senior manager, 2 promotions, big promotions for you. Congratulations to put you at that 10% residual level to unlimited levels, as well as the $100 bonus, which is paid to potentially unlimited levels in your Senior Manager and Beyond group. We also have two brand new executives. It's been a couple of months since we promoted an executive. I got to congratulate my good friend Tari Conley from the state of Maine. She's, I believe, might be our first executive in Maine under Jim Packard, and Luis Garcia under Phil and Sheila Barnhart is a brand new Luis Garcia. Sorry about that, Luis. A brand new executive. That's a huge promotion. That's where you get promoted to senior manager, and then after you're a senior manager, you bring some new people in, and in your new group, you help five people become senior manager. That's a big promotion because that's a leadership position. That's where you've actually got some really exciting things happening, and the potential as an executive is absolutely huge. I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about some quotes from a USA Today article that someone forwarded to me the other day, and the title of the article is Laid Off Executives Struggle to Find Any Kind of Job. Normally, I'm not a doom and gloom guy, as you guys know, but it's important to understand what's going on in the marketplace and recognizing where we are as a company that teaches people how to become an entrepreneur. So this article is from Hillsborough, New Jersey. As chief financial officer of a top New York advertising agency, Jeff Booz boasted annual pay exceeding $400,000, a spacious office and a lifestyle to match. Booz and his family live in a sprawling house in the affluent suburb, belonged to a country club, and took numerous lavish vacations each year. But since he was laid off in late summer 2008, they've made a head-spinning pivot. It's no surprise the country club membership, the vacations, and a Volvo sport utility are history. More tellingly, the Boozes question every dollar they spend, sometimes eating pancakes for dinner and borrowing from their parents to pay the bills. Booz, 43, is equally dumbfounded by his inability to land a position despite a resume brimming with accomplishment and a steady 20-year rise to the upper echelons of corporate America. I never thought this would happen to me, says the burly, easygoing Booz. It's a punch in the face. Highly compensated executives such as Booz, a group typically insulated from heavy job losses during recessions, have been hit much harder in the current slump, experts say. Relative to a typical downturn, this has been a much more egalitarian recession, says Lawrence Katz, a labor economics professor at Harvard. I'll read one more part of the article to you. In 2005, Dave DeGeorge was recruited by Prudential Real Estate and Relocation Services to be vice president of information technology development. DeGeorge moved his family to Phoenix from New Jersey, buying a new $750,000 house loaded with amenities to ease the transition for their boys ages 9 and 13. He was laid off in late 2007 just as the real estate market tanked. His house is worth half of what he paid. While DeGeorge, 53, has had periodic contract work, the wages don't approach his former $215,000 in pay. He now collects $265 a week in unemployment, besides $75,000 in credit card bills, about $50,000 rung up after he lost his job. He owes $4,500 monthly mortgage payments that he's seeking to modify. I was really in denial for a while, and what I did was try and maintain the same lifestyle with some cutbacks, he says. Since he owes far more than his house is worth, DeGeorge can't sell it, forcing him to limit his job search to the Phoenix area, and he can't get a home equity loan to pay off his other debts. His wife recently took a part-time job at Barnes & Noble, and DeGeorge filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy protection. Unlike Chapter 7, which lets a debtor relinquish his assets and walk away from his debts, Chapter 13 sets up a long-term payment plan. It's extremely tough, he says. Before I borrowed, I paid back. He routinely paid his credit card bills with a yearly $55,000 bonus. The article is very long. I'm not going to read any more, but you get the idea. And I got to tell you something. This is a pattern that is actually probably going to get worse before it gets better. There are many, many option arms coming due on very large, expensive homes across the United States. People are in trouble financially, and we have a viable option. There are no more valuable skills than the skills of an entrepreneur. True job security comes in developing your entrepreneurial skills, and we give people that. The chance to make a great living with a residual income that lasts for years has immeasurable value. So rather than somebody taking a year and a half, 2 years, and putting out hundreds of resumes and hoping to get a job, what about spending a little bit of time? What about spending just 10 hours a week while they're doing their job search to develop a part-time business and develop those invaluable entrepreneurial skills? Now, I sent a challenge out via email on the 30th of December, and I sent an email suggesting that each person take just 10 minutes and call three people that have been thinking about signing up. And I want to share one response that I received back from somebody who took this challenge. It really is as simple as just picking up the phone. And some people just needed that little nudge. I got a lot of emails, but I'm reading one to you tonight because I got way more content than we could possibly fit into tonight's call. So the email says, "Happy New Year 2010, Jordan. Called three people today at 9 a.m. thinking about Send Out Cards business start at year's end. The third person said, I'll talk to Denise, who is this person's wife and business partner. 6 minutes later, they became my first entrepreneur couple as a senior manager. Called four more people thinking about Send Out Cards business start at year's end. The seventh person at 11:32 a.m. my time, I received my email. In it, a Christmas card accompanied with an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with four pictures. I say to myself, my friend Donna worked her tail off to get these out and spent a fortune. Called her in New Jersey because of a snowfall. Everything's canceled and she has time for a walkthrough on New Year's Eve. Voila. Two out of seven calls, two entrepreneurs, excellent odds, I'd say. Merci. Jordan, you sent out something similar in 2007, my first Christmas with Send Out Cards, and I signed up someone on December 30th. Thanks for the inspiration. Happy New Year again, Jordan and Megan. Sasha by the sea." So congratulations, Sasha. Great email. I appreciate those. I always love getting good news. So I want to talk for just a minute before we actually get into tonight's topic about insulating your income from a natural disaster. A natural disaster can be a lot of different things. It could be a snowstorm. It could be tornadoes in the Midwest. It could be a flood. Could be the city decides to do major construction on the road in front of your store. It could be an earthquake. I could do an entire call on this topic, and in fact, I have done one. If you go back through the archives, there's a call on this topic in particular. Whenever something happens in your area that's potentially devastating, typically at the very least, financial hardship occurs, and quite often, financial devastation is imminent. Bob and Betty Ann Golden, who are two of our top Send Out Cards distributors, lost a successful business in the 90s and a lifestyle as a result of the Northridge earthquake. So when your business, even your network marketing business, is in only one area, then you're at risk. One event can have a traumatic impact on your future. Some of you have experienced this in your past. So you must act locally but think globally. Start where you are right now but have a goal to spread out. So I was speaking with my good friend Steve Gaither, executive from Kansas City, and we were talking about the importance of having a group that spans the nation and eventually around the world. Regardless of how big your business is currently, whether you're brand new or you've got a large organization already, consider sending out at least two info packs per week. And as you guys know, you can send a card out with an info pack. They cost a dollar plus postage, or you can send a DVD. But consider sending out at least two info packs or DVDs per week to people out of town. Follow up with a quick phone call to see if they've received it and had a chance to look it over. And not everybody will do it. Not everybody will be interested. Some of them will set it aside, but they'll look at it later. Follow the relationship trail. So as your team grows, assist your new team members in connecting with those that they know out of state and in other countries. And I don't recommend contacting people cold that you don't know. That's a long, hard road. It's very difficult in most cases. Help your team members do walkthroughs, answer questions, and sign people up. You can do three-way calls to help get new people trained in other areas. So as you have new team members join, you get on the phone with those new team members, and then they can call people, and you can help to answer their questions. Regardless of whether you've been in the business for a day or for a year or for 2 years, you've been in the business longer than the people that you've brought into the business, and you know just a little bit more than they do because you've been on the calls. This is the best thing that you can do, and by doing this, an incident or a natural disaster in your area will have little or no impact on your income over time. So when you build a successful business, your income will typically not come from where you live, and I've talked about this many times before. ultimately your goal is, it doesn't matter what's going on in your area. It doesn't matter if there's a lot of people doing send-out cards in your area or not. Most places, that's not the case. But it doesn't matter because as you build your business, your business will transcend where you live. And if it doesn't transcend where you live, then you need to really take a look at your method of building. It probably means that your business depends too much on you. So you cannot be the issue if you want a large, successful group. Your job is simply to get it started. So when you're brand new, your job is just to find one person that you can link arms with and get started in the business, help them get their business up and running, and then go find someone else. Look for people that you know or that you've made connections with in other areas, other cities, other states, other towns, other countries that were open like Australia or Canada, and help them get started. So tonight's call, finally at 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to get down to the topic of tonight's call. And the topic of tonight's call is, what do you say when they say blank? What do you say when they say blank? So you've heard the questions, how much money do you make, or I don't know if I'll be sending out that many cards, or do I have to pay a monthly fee? And there's many, many other questions. I'm going to address some of these questions tonight. First one I want to address is when somebody asks you the question, how much money do you make? Now, I'll tell you what I say. I say that our company abides by the laws set up by the Federal Trade Commission, so we don't disclose income. I'll show you how this works, and then you can decide if there's any money in it. I see the money because I know that there are millions of people in the market that need our service, and when millions of people need something that's one-fifth the price than they can get it in the stores, then there's money to be made. That's how I answer the question. I say our company abides by the laws set up by the Federal Trade Commission, so we don't disclose income. Now, any company that does disclose income is breaking the law, and there are companies that do that, and usually when they hit between $800 and $1 billion, they get investigated or shut down, which we don't want, so we don't talk about that. We just say that the Federal Trade Commission prohibits us from sharing incomes, but I'll show you how it works, and then you can decide if there's any money in it. And there's a great DVD coming out done by by executive Jimmy Dick that you're going to have access to shortly that will really show the money with in a way that, you know, won't get us in any trouble. So I just say, let me show you the system, and then you decide. Here's another question. I don't know if I'll be sending out that many cards. What do you say when somebody says, I don't know if I'll be sending out that many cards? Well, I say, I get it. Most people don't send that many cards out with the current system of having to get in their car, go down to the store, pick out the card, find a stamp, find a pen. Most people don't send many cards out until they see what we do. And after you see what this system will do and our philosophy behind it, tell me how often you might send out a gift and some cards. I found that most people send out at least 2 gifts and 10 cards per month once they see how easy it is to use the system. That uses up $31 a month. In fact, I found that most people end up buying more each month. But again, after you see the system, you decide. Now, if after they've sent a card on the system and maybe they've received a couple cards from you, if they still say, I won't be sending out that many cards, then they didn't see it, and you just move on, which sometimes you have to do that. But I just tell people, you know, most people don't send that many cards out right now. That's what makes our system so great, is it makes it so easy for people to do what they already want to do, but they're not doing because they don't have time. They're not willing to get in the car and drive down to the store. But they think of people all day long. And to be able to send a couple gifts out every month and a couple of cards, you know, some our gifts cost anywhere from 20 points to 150 points or even more. So to use up 100 points a month is a really not that big of a deal. Another question that people sometimes ask, what do I say when somebody says, do I have to pay a monthly fee? What do I say when somebody says, do I have to pay a monthly fee? I answer, there is no monthly fee. And there is no monthly fee. Now, you may pay for your cards and your gifts each month to qualify for your $31 per month volume requirement. As far as I know, most companies have a volume requirement that exceeds $200 per month. In fact, I haven't found a company that has a monthly volume requirement of less than $50 a month. Ours is $31 a month. I think we have the lowest in the industry, and it's not a fee. It's an optional monthly purchase that gets you points and stamps that you can send out. Actually, just points. Sorry about that. So there's no contract, and your points roll over. So if you don't use them, you can use them during the holidays to send out cards and gifts. So to qualify for your residuals and your bonuses, your personal volume must be at least $30. And this helps you to meet that requirement. But again, if you're sending out a couple of gifts and 10 cards a month, and if you don't use them, they just roll over and there's no contract. That's how I answer that question. Number four, here's another question that people have. What do I say when someone says, well, what's to keep Hallmark and American Greetings from doing the same thing as you guys? Here's my answer. It's a great question. You know, they've actually tried to offer the same service as we have with no success. They haven't been able to grow it. Even though they've spent millions of dollars in advertising, they still haven't been able to grow their program. The secret to our success is the distributors. Our distributors train their customers and show people how easy it is to use our system. Most people don't sign up until someone has shown them the system. That's why the gift account walkthrough is so important. We train people before they're even signed up. The reason the other companies can't do network marketing, the reason they can't do it the way we're doing it, is that their company has a contract with them that will not allow them to compete with their franchisees. So opening a network marketing company would directly compete with their franchisees. And quite frankly, the only way this works is if you have thousands of distributors out there sharing it with other people individually, sitting down and showing somebody how to send a card. And they don't have a way to do that. And the result of that is they've spent millions of dollars trying to get their back office online system. American Greetings actually canceled theirs because they couldn't get it to grow. And they charged, you know, $3, $4 a card. And so they don't have near the ability to do what we do. So that leads us to the next question. What do you say if they say, who's your competition? What do you say if they say, who's your competition? Well, my answer is, the way I see it, there's no competition. I know of a company called cardsenders.com, www.cardsenders.com. They charge $6,900 to get started. And the distributor has to print and mail each card manually. You have to have your own. If you're a distributor with them, you pay $6,900. You go to their headquarters for training. You get yourself a really nice printer and a computer. You meet with companies and find out exactly what they want. Then you order the cards at a discount from the company. Then you run those cards through your own printer. You stuff them in envelopes, and you mail them on a schedule that you've agreed to with the company. That's after paying $6,900. That's the closest I've seen to what we have. Now, because we are a network marketing company, we have a chance to offer a product at one-fifth the price and get paid money to grow a customer base and a team of customer gatherers. That's leverage. Once someone sends a card on our system, they quickly see that we are the only game in town. So, again, I just say, I'm going to have you, when they ask that question, who's the competition, let me just have you send a card, and you'll see quickly that we don't really have any competition. It's pretty cool. Number six, what do you say when they say, how can someone make money off a 62-cent card? Good question. How can someone make money off a 62-cent card? You know, I guess my answer is, I guess it's the same way someone can make money off of a 62-cent pen, like a Bic pen. When lots of people are spending $30 to $50 a month on cards, they won't spend that on Bic pens, but if they're spending $30 to $50 a month on cards, then there's profit in it. And if there's profit in it, then there's money to be made, rather. I can see millions of people using send-out cards every day. What I love is that my team grows, others are sponsoring people that are getting customers and using our service, and a check comes in each month. So you have the ability to leverage yourself through the time and work of other people. If you don't have millions of dollars to leverage through investing, then you can leverage time through the work of people. And there's nothing better. There is nothing better. Number seven, it's a question we've all heard. Is the market getting saturated? So I start by saying, what makes you think that? And let me hear from them. Maybe they know three people that are using send-out cards, and that means they think the market's saturated. What do you say when somebody says, is the market saturated? I say, well, what makes you think that? And then I say, you know, I can understand where the question comes from, but in reality, it's impossible to saturate a market. 5 million people turn 19 every year. 5 million people turn 19 every year. That's just in the United States. That means that 25 million have turned 19 in the past 5 years. We have less than 100,000 distributors since our inception 5.5 years ago. And 5 million have turned 19. So if you took all the distributors and send-out cards, all 100,000, less than 100,000, and divided them equally among each city in the U.S. alone, like if you took all the distributors in Australia, all the distributors in Canada, Singapore, England, all that, brought them all into the United States and divided them equally among the 25,000 towns and cities in the U.S., you would have only four distributors in each city, including the cities with millions of people. Can you see we're just getting started? Pretty awesome. Somebody else asked the question, you know, what do they say if they ask about importing contacts and you don't know how to import contacts? Well, you have a few options here. One is you can learn how to import contacts, which you're never going to believe this. I've been doing this 5 years as of the 27th, and I've never imported a contact, not once. I've got almost 4,000 people in my contact manager. Every single one of them I put in myself personally, and Megan didn't put them in for me. I did it. And it's just over a period of time, I just grab a business card, put them in there, and send them a card. Or if I meet somebody or I have them email me their address and I send them a card, that kind of thing. So that's how I build my contact manager. But if you've got a big contact manager and you want to import it, or if you've got somebody that wants to do that, you can get a little training from people that have done it before. I think on the website, you could actually email Megan, and she could probably tell you where the movie is. But there's a little import contacts movie on the Send Out Card site. And you can actually – what I usually do is have people watch the movie, and then if they can't figure it out, after they try, I have them call corporate, and corporate can usually help them through it if they're having any struggles. You can also try calling Megan if you've got somebody that's got a big import. She can sometimes help you, my assistant. And if you just reply to the email that I send out each week, she'll get that. And then another question that comes up that you want to know, you know, what to say when somebody says, how secure is the site? Maybe they have compliance issues with their company, like they work for a bank or a finance company and their policy prohibits them from hosting their contacts on another company's computer. We do have a Privacy Act that we're required by law to abide by. It's a double encrypted site. Our site is actually as secure as your bank account based on the technology that we use. You tell people that, and you have them read our privacy policy, and in some cases, their company has a policy that won't allow them to host their contacts on our company site. And if that's the case, there's really nothing that you can do. The only thing you can do is let them know about the policy. Do your best to let them know about the policy. By the way, that is under the site index. If you go to customer service, click on the site index, and then you'll see the under P for privacy policy. You can read the privacy policy, and you can just copy that and paste it and email it to them. And then it's up to them whether they want to continue or not. Closing thoughts for tonight, just briefly. And I'm I've been aware of this information, but I'm actually sharing it on the call tonight. I actually read this in a couple of articles and books. Bill Britt, by the way, is one of the top earners in the organization of Amway. You've probably heard of Amway. And Bill Britt, who's one of the most successful distributors in Amway, which is an international company, was interviewed on the program 2020, and the show did a feature story on the company. They spent 19 minutes interviewing several distributors who whined and complained about their lack of success. And during the last minute of the show, Mr. Britt was interviewed in front of his palatial home, and he was asked, "Mr. Britt, this business obviously worked for you. What is your secret?" He replied, "There is no secret." How many times have you heard this? "I simply showed the plan 1,200 times. 900 said no, and only 300 signed up. So out of 1,200 times, 300 signed up over time. Out of those 300, only 85 did anything at all. Out of those 85, only 35 were serious, and out of those 35, 11 made me a millionaire." That was Bill Britt's response on 2020. 11 out of 1,200 presentations, and 300 signed up. Like Mark Yarnell, Bill Britt worked through the numbers. So here's the lesson. Your success is directly related to the degree to which you're willing to work to find others like yourself who are committed to succeed. Mark Yarnell's odds were 1 out of 200. Bill Britt's odds were 11 out of 1,200. Would you be willing to go through 200 people to find one who will make you $50,000 per month, or go through 1,200 people to become a millionaire? I hope you would. It's easier when you know the odds, but you won't know the odds until after you've succeeded. So if you've gone through 50 to 100 people and have not found one serious person yet, you can either give up and assume the business does not work, or recognize that you're working through your own numbers. So, you know, when I look at my numbers, I've probably done about 600 gift account walkthroughs since I've been with Send Out Cards. I've signed up personally 190 over time. Keep in mind, some of these people, it takes them a few months or even a few years to get started. But from those 600 gift account walkthroughs, I've signed up 199 distributors. And from those 199 distributors, I've got seven that result in 92% of my income. Seven. I've got 192 distributors that result in 7% of my income. Did I say that right? I don't know if I got that right, but it's pretty darn close. So let's see. It's 199 distributors. Seven of those distributors represent 92% of my income. And 8% of my income comes from 192 distributors. How about that? So there you go. And so it's just all in the numbers. You just want to be consistent and do gift account walkthroughs. Always look for, be resourceful as an entrepreneur and always look for new opportunities to meet people, make connections with people, use your send out card system to build relationships, and also use the telephone to do that. Shake people's hands, smile, be friendly, look for opportunities to reconnect with people, be generous, all those kinds of things. And next week I think I'm going to take about 5 minutes and share with you some of our, some goals that I have for our team and some fun things for the new year. There's going to be some really exciting announcements over the new year, and I'm really looking forward to working with you. It's going to be a great year. 2010 is going to be a very exciting year, and so I want to encourage you to stick with us and be consistent and have fun. Have fun with the program. So, and by the way, this is great. You guys, I am sitting here with over 1,000 greeting cards sitting on my floor right here in front of me, of which I've opened about 500. And I've still got another 500 or so to open, and I enjoy opening every single one of them. You guys are pretty creative. There's some pretty cool cards here that I've gotten from you from all over, literally all over the world. It's just very, very exciting, and you truly do get back what you send out. So, hey, listen, I'm going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. And on the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
Everyone,
good evening, everyone, and welcome.